Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. Dr. Teresa Burke is our guest. She's the founder of the Rachel's Vineyard Retreats. She's a pastoral associate of Priests for Life and also for the Apostolic Society Missionaries of the Gospel of Life. And as a clinical psychotherapist, she understands the need for healing, but the Rachel's Vineyard Retreats, which are now in over 1,000 retreats annually in 48 countries and 48 states and 57 countries, you know, people are voting with their feet and they're saying, you know, the APA may say, or maybe women have even had experiences in a counseling room, that the abortion wasn't any sort of a triggering factor for my mental health issues or for my depression or for my emotional problems. But they're voting with their feet by going to a retreat, by seeking out healing in other measures. And so in our remaining time, let's talk about recovery. I think it's clear in the research and in the experience and the lived out reality of lives that men and women face after abortion, that there is a need for healing. So let's talk about recovery. And the Rachel's Vineyard model is so helpful because it's not talk therapy, if you will, which is beneficial. So people need that. But tell us about developing the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat.
Well, I saw really early in my career that talk therapy wasn't helpful for people that had suffered this, that sometimes actually talking about it could make it worse. And it's true that nobody can really treat trauma or any other horrendous event that's happened, because what's happened can't be undone. But what can be dealt with are the imprints of the trauma on the body, the heart, the mind, and the soul, the crushing sensations in your chest that you might label as anxiety, or you might feel it as a deep, sad depression, or the fear of losing control. We talked about hyperarousal, always being on the alert for threats of danger or rejection, the self-loathing that people have, the contempt because they just can't live with themselves afterwards, and the nightmares and the flashbacks, the fog that keeps you saying, that keeps you, like, where you can't concentrate, you can't stay on task, or be fully engaged in what you're doing, because people always have this sort of a negative tape running in their background, or about themselves or others. And the result is that they can't fully open their heart to another human being. So a lot of things really shut down on a very profound level after an abortion. And it robs them of the feeling that they're in charge of yourself, because your body goes on arousal. That's what PTSD is. And, you know, we were just discussing all this research, and they're learning that about 35% of women have some type of post-traumatic consequence.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.